Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. I'd like to share a combined Christmas and Eucharistic reflection with you this morning. Seems appropriate to do this as we approach Christmas. I have one request to make of you. Would you imagine Jesus is saying these words to you? When I entered this world, my blessed mother and her most chaste spouse, Joseph, welcomed me with loving arms, eyes, and hearts. A choir of heavenly angels surrounded and serenaded us. My heart leapt for joy when the humble shepherds came and paid me homage. I smiled. We waited. But none of the religious, political, or social leaders bothered to visit. They never thought to look for me. I cried. Even today, centuries after my arrival, most of them really think of me. I cry. Then the foreign dignitaries came. They had left their country in search of the truth, not knowing on their departure exactly where, what, or who that truth was, but certain they would find it. They did. The incarnate truth, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And they were forever changed. I smiled. My parents and I had to flee to Egypt to thwart Herod's plan to murder me. He killed other innocents instead. Oh, how we cried. This type of evil continues to manifest itself today. We still cry. As I embarked on my public ministry, many welcomed my miracles, but later rejected me. Only my mother, Mary Magdalene, my beloved disciple John, and a handful of women walked the Via Dolorosa with me and watched them nail me to the cross. They cried. I rose from the dead in order to restore eternal life to those who would believe in me. So many still do not. I cry. I remain physically here among those I love. Body, blood, soul, and divinity in the most blessed sacrament, waiting for them to visit. Few ever come. Hardly anyone believes I am really and substantially present here among them. I cry. So you can imagine the ineffable joy I experience when any chapel of perpetual Eucharistic adoration opens, and when each of you, one by one, sometimes in pairs, begin visiting me for an hour each week. You still come many years later, often at great sacrifice, even when you are tired, discouraged, overwhelmed with worry, anxiety, illness, or distraught over the death of a loved one. You have given me the greatest gift possible, yourself, your time, and your heart. Your presence here with me is a source of great comfort and a most welcomed act of reparation for the general indifference so many display toward my pierced and sacred heart. When you next visit and see me encased in this monstrance, know that I look at you lovingly as tears of joy flow from my sacred face, in appreciation for the gift of your presence. I love you more than you are able to presently understand. I desire to hold you eternally in my arms. Will you let me? Thank you. God bless you, my friends, and a Merry Christmas. Saint Dominic, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us.